and get ready to bring you the second quarter of this one. Raylene Kachutin led the rookies with 7, Candace Mack with 4, Honey Lou Wilson with 4, Shauna Wheeler and Courtney Wilson with 2 apiece. And the only 2 points tallied by the Warlords were by number 11, Alicia Zakhar. So a 19-2 lead for King Cove after one quarter of play. Good balance. 5 players have scored in the first quarter, including both subs. And the rookies certainly have the potential. When they put a game together, they can beat anybody. They could not only go to state, but could legitimately contend for the state title. And it's good to see them starting out strong here today. I'm sure that Coach Newton is encouraged by the fast start. The rookies enter the game with a record of 7-4 on the season after losing 2 of 3 games in the tournament at New Stew last weekend, losing to New Stew and to New Halen. And now we're back to live action. The second quarter starts. Coconut gets the ball over here. Number 35, Krista Hobson, throws up a long two-pointer off the glass. No good, and it goes out of bounds to the rookies. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Cowher. On the floor with those two are Danielle Carlson, Shauna Wheeler, and Courtney Wilson. Danielle takes a pass, drives, shot no good off the back of the rim. The rebound is loose, taken by Chalkno. She gets it off to Noatak, who brings it across the timeline with 7:30 to play, second quarter. Picks up her dribble, lobs it far side to Krista Hobson, and her entry pass for Chalkno was deflected, and there's a foul on Courtney Wilson with a push from behind. Courtney tried to knock that pass away from behind and fouled with the body. So the ball will be inbound underneath by Kakanak. The ball's on the floor. We got a jump ball. Shauna Wheeler ties it up there with Chalkno, and it's going to come back to the rookies. 7:27 to go in the first half. King Cove 19, Kakanak 2. First round action in the 2010 Elks tourney from Bristol Bay High School here in Naknek, Alaska. Danielle Carlson takes a pass from Shauna Calver, puts a shot up off the glass, no good. And a rebound is taken down there by Hobson. She dribbles right side, goes all the way down. Now has the ball stolen by Danielle Carlson. Danielle, double dribble. She kind of lost the handle and was getting ready to break loose from the pack. Had Shauna Wheeler on the right. But the ball, I believe, hit her knee and forced her into a double dribble. And a turnover for the rookies. Number 15 now in the game, Alicia Hobson. And she replaced Alicia Zakhar. So 2 Hobson girls in the game for Coconut. Krista has the ball at the top, throws it left wing to Alicia. She goes in the middle to Noatak, back out to Krista. Krista lobs it left wing for Alicia. Nice pass down low for Chalkno, and she puts it up and in with the left hand. Nice play there, and Coconut scores the first bucket of the second quarter, 19-4 rookies. Shauna Calver brings it across the timeline, bounce pass to Candace Mack for another 10-footer from the side. And that one bounces around the rim, no good. Rebound by Chalkno, gets it out to Savage. Savage crosses the timeline, splits the defense, the ball loose on the floor, and we got a kick ball, kicked by the Warlords, and it's going to go over to the King Cove rookies. 6:30 to go, first half of play. Rookies 19, Warlords 4. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver, brings it across the Angel logo, right side to Danielle Carlson. She fakes, drives, puts up a shot off the glass, and again, rattles around and drops. First 2 of the game for Danielle. She's on the board, and it's 21-4, rookies. Krista Hobson brings the ball across the timeline, dribbling. Now picks up her dribble, throws it right side to Alicia. And here's a long-range shot from the right corner by Savage off the back of the rim, no good. Shauna Wheeler hauls down the rebound and gets it to Shauna Calver. Shauna Joe crossing the line. Lob pass for Candace Mack. Candace drives in, puts up a shot. No good. The rebound off of Courtney Wilson, but picked up by Danielle Carlson. No good on her shot. The ball is loose and still loose. Danielle corrals it, lobs in. Her pass for Courtney Wilson is too high, and it comes out of bounds right below us here. Shauna Joe Calver with good hustle to try to save it, but she can't make the save. And the Warlords will inbound right below us with 5:39 to go in the second quarter. 21-4 rookies. All the rookies are on the board so far except for Shauna Calver. And the ball is brought up now by Krista Hobson. She dribbles, picks up the dribble with no pressure, looking for someone to lob the ball to, gets it to Alicia Hobson. Alicia back to Krista. Krista now splits the defense, bounce pass for Alicia. Number 15 tries to hand the ball in to Noatak, and it's stolen there, brought down to Candace Mack. Candace comes in and puts it in off the glass. Nice finish there by Candace. She's got 6 in the game, and it's 23-4 rookies with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a lob pass knocked away by Shauna Wheeler. Good quickness there on defense by the young freshman. And we'll have substitutions now as Raylene Kachutin checks in for Danielle Carlson. And Alicia Zakar back in the game replacing Alicia Hobson. Inbound far side by Krista Hobson to Melanie Noatak. Bounce pass to Krista, back to Melanie. Melanie launches a two off the glass and rim. No good. The ball is loose. And whose ball is it? Shauna Calver and Raylene Kachutin laughing down there. It looked like the ball went out off both of them, and it will be Warlords basketball. Good hustle, but neither of them could get the handle. And the Warlords inbound the ball with a long pass to Clara Savage. Number four, bounce pass on the right side to Millie Noatak inside to Chocno. And her shot is up and good. Nice shot there by Sherilyn Chocno over Courtney Wilson. And it's 23-6, rookies with 4:35 to go first half. Lob pass for Raylene Kachutin. Nice pass inside to Courtney Wilson. Courtney's shot is up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Chocno. She picks up her dribble and hands the ball to Krista Hobson. Krista brings it down, right side bounce pass for Noatak, who launches a long three, air ball, and it's out of bounds. Should be rookies basketball, and it will be. With 4:18 to go, this is the second game of our triple header we're bringing you here on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming via the internet at apradio.org. I'm Rob Lanham with you here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Rookies ball, Shauna Calver on the right, or left wing, I'm sorry, to Raylene Kachutin. She dribbles top, closely guarded there by Noatak, reverses dribble, drives the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebounded by Chocno, and her pass for cross court for Krista Hobson is too high off of Krista's fingertips and out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. And it'll go back to the rookies as Alicia Hobson comes in to give Krista Hobson a break. And with 3:54 to go, Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver, gets the ball back to Candace. She shoots. No good. The rebound is loose underneath on the floor. Taken away by Shauna Wheeler. She just ripped it away from a Warlord player. Shauna Calver's shot is no good. Shauna lets out a yelp as she launched an air ball there from about 10 feet away, which is normally her favorite shooting spot. And it bounces out of bounds back to the Warlords. 3:35 to go. Rookies 23, Cockanock Warlords 6. Noatak on the left side to Hobson. Back to Noatak. Melanie goes right side to Clara Savage. Number four launches a long two, and it's good. So that's her first two of the game. 23-8. Rookies with a 15-point advantage. 3:20 to go as Shauna Calver brings the ball across the Angel logo. Gets it to Raylene Kachutin, and Raylene lobs it over to Candace Mack. Candace's shot is up. No good. Rebound brought down there by Chocno. Nearly knocked away by Raylene. Now Chocno needs help and not getting it. And her pass is knocked away by Shauna Calver, but goes right to Noatak, who drives down, lays it up. No good. The rebound is up. No good. She gets a rebound over Shauna Wheeler. Another rebound. And finally, after four rebounds there by Alicia Zakar, she's going to draw a foul. And that foul is going to go on Raylene Kachutin. Raylene's first, team's third. And number 11, Alicia Zakar, will go to the line to shoot a pair for Cockanock with 2:57 to go in the first half. King Cove 23, Cockanock 8, as Zakar's first foul shot bounces off the rim, no good. Raylene Kachutin comes over to the bench and gets a drink of water, then steps back on the playing floor as Alicia Zakar dribbles the ball and puts up her second foul shot, no good, but the offensive board is corralled there by the Warlords, and an easy layup miss. Now Courtney Wilson took the rebound down among three Cockanock players and trying to pass it out draws a foul. And that foul goes against Melanie Noatak, her second. Or I'm sorry, they gave this foul to Sherilyn Chocno, her third, team's fourth. Shauna Calver brings the ball up, gets it to Raylene Kachutin. She drives in the lane, and her shot is rejected there by Noatak and recovered by Alicia Hobson. She gets it to Noatak, who drives quickly down the floor. Now pulls it back out near the half-court line. Goes right side to Alicia Hobson, who shoots a long two. Air ball no good. Rebound far side is put up and in by Alicia Zakar. And it's 23-10. So what was a 17-point lead for the rookies is now 13. And Shauna Calver brings it down to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene lobs it to Candace Mack. Nice screen there by Courtney Wilson. And Candace puts it up and in from the right side, about an eight-footer. Candace now the leading scorer for the rookies with eight, and it's 25-10 as the clock ticks towards 2 minutes of play in the second quarter. Ball goes left side, then Savage throws up a shot off the side of the board, no good, and Candace Mack attempted to save the ball inbounds on the rebound and stepped out of bounds. And the ball will go over to the Warlords with 1:58 to play. Honey Lou Wilson and Danielle Carlson check in for Shauna Wheeler and Candace Mack. Good work there by Candace. 8 points in a short time. Here's a shot by Shockno as she takes inbounds pass and just puts a left-hander up over Honey Lou Wilson. 6 points in the game for Shockno, and it's 25-12 rookies. Raylene could shoot and bring it down to Shauna Calver. She shoots a 12-footer. Front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Shockno. She's trapped there by two rookies but lobs it across to Noatak. She's pressing the ball up court. Had numbers. Drew it back, though. Now gets it to Savage for a long two, and it rolls around and in. Nice shot by Clara Savage from the left wing, and it's 25-14 with 1:25 to play in the first half. Shauna Calver brings the ball down to Raylene Cachutin. She drives in, puts it up off the glass, and good. Nice shot there by Raylene. Raylene with 9 points now to lead the rookies. 27-14, rookies leading, 1:14 to go, first half. Millie Noah attacked to Clara Savage for a long two-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Honey Lou Wilson. Honey Lou dribbling, looks for a guard, gets it to Shauna Calver. Shauna Joe brings it across the timeline. Nice pass. Knocked away, though. It's hit a buck for Danielle Carlson. Knocked away to Zachar, who gets it to Noah Talk. She drives down, puts it up. No good. Too hard off the glass. But she gets her own rebound out near the three-point line. Lobs it to Chalkno. Back to Noah Talk. Back to Chalkno. Dribbles into the lane. Backs out. Kicks it right side to Alicia Hobson. Her shot is off top of the board. No good. Danielle Carlson, nice move now to, and misses a layup. Made a nice move, drove down for a layup uncontested and just missed it. And the rebound is brought down by Clara Savage. She gets it over to Noatak. Under 30 seconds to go, first half. She puts it up, and her bounce pass is stolen by Raylene Cachutin. Raylene, nice pass to Danielle Carlson. Danielle goes in, puts it up and in. Good finish there by Danielle. Nice pass by Raylene. And with 14 seconds to go, the rookies lead 29-14. Under 10 seconds to go as Noatak crosses the line. Lob pass to Chalkno. Left side of the foul line. Her shot is no good. The rebound tipped away, taken by Honey Lou Wilson. And that'll end the first half of play. Action picked up there in the second quarter. And the first half ends with the King Cove rookies leading the Cockonock Warlords by a score of 29-14. The Warlords outscoring the rookies 12-10 in the second half. Run down the scoring for you quickly here before we take a halftime break. Shauna Wheeler with two, Courtney Wilson with two, Raylene Cachutin leading all scorers with nine, Danielle Carlson with four, Candace Mack with eight, and good action off the bench for Candace and Honey Lou Wilson with four. And for the Cockonock Warlords, Clara Savage with four, Sherilyn Chalkno with six, and Alicia Zachar with four as well. So that's your score at the half. King Cove rookies 29, Cockonock Warlords 14, and we'll send it back to the studio to Kells Hetherington for a short halftime break, and we'll be back with you in about 8 minutes to bring you the exciting second half of play in this first-round game between King Cove and Cockonock at the 2010 Elks Tourney. Kells?
Thanks, Rob. More great coverage coming from you, and we'll continue in about 8 minutes to 6 minutes. Back with you at the big game there. Right now, we'll go to NPR News for a few moments and then back to Rob for more live basketball coverage. Right here on 8:30 a.m., KSDP, Sandpoint, Alaska.